At a meeting during China's annual session of parliament yesterday, the country's leader Xi Jinping did something rare. He called out the U.S. by name and accused it of trying to contain and suppress China. NPR's John Ruich explains why that's a big deal.
When the National People's Congress meets every March, China's top leaders like to drop in on breakout sessions. And on Monday, Xi Jinping sat in on one. They gave him a round of applause when he entered. And state TV reported on his remarks there. She said the external environment for China's development has changed dramatically. Western countries, led by the U.S., she said, had implemented a comprehensive campaign to contain, encircle, and suppress China. Manoj Kewalramani is a China expert at the Takshashila Institution in India. He follows the language of China's leaders and propaganda closely. He says top Chinese leaders almost always try to avoid naming names to leave some diplomatic wiggle room.
It's usually sort of some countries, individual countries, as opposed to, there's never name checking.
That was the case a few years ago when U.S. policy toward China shifted in a tough new direction under then-President Donald Trump.
One of the things that people used to watch out for was whether anybody in the ecosystem specifically mentions him by name. And nobody ever mentioned him by name.
At least not until Trump's presidency was winding down. Now, not only has Xi Jinping publicly called out the U.S., today his foreign minister, Qin Gang, amplified the message repeatedly in a press conference. He's saying the U.S. claims it wants to compete with and beat China, but that just means containment and suppression, he says, a zero-sum game of life and death. Scott Kennedy with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the coordinated tough messaging serves a purpose.
If they are now talking explicitly about the U.S. as the source of all evil and the only obstacle in the way of China's rise to inevitable greatness, I think that means a lot.
He says it sets a tone that officials throughout the Chinese system will have to follow. And it also may foreshadow a more forceful Chinese response to what Beijing sees as U.S. provocations. Just what that response could look like, though, isn't clear. John Ruich, NPR News, Beijing.